Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Helen.
大家好，我是董真，欢迎收听地道英语。
In Real English, we look at words and phrases that you might not find in your dictionary.
和汉语一样，英语语言里面也是有很多的成语和俗语的。所以要想听得懂英国人日常的说话聊天，咱们就要多学点这些通俗语言和用法。
And today's expression is used to talk about memories.
啊，和这个记忆回忆有关吗？是什么样的回忆呢？
Well, often the kind of memories you have forgotten about.
如果是已经被忘记了的事情都不记得了，还算是回忆吗？
Well, this expression is used when someone or something reminds you of a memory you'd forgotten.
Okay, 原来这个短语说的是，就是忽然有一件事情碰巧唤醒了你的一段回忆。那 Helen, 这个短语是什么呢？
A blast from the past.
A blast from the past.那我们该怎么用这个说法呢？
Let's listen to some examples.
I just bumped into an old boyfriend of mine. I haven't seen him since I was at school. What a blast from the past.
Hearing that song was a real blast from the past for me. It used to be my granny's favorite song.
就是说 a blast from the past. 这个说法也可以在你感到意外的时候使用。
That's right. The girl didn't expect to see her old boyfriend. She was surprised.
而且她和过去男友的重逢肯定也唤起了她许多过去的回忆。
That's right, it was a real blast from the past.
而且好像不光碰到的人可以说是对回忆的唤醒，刚才那个人说一首歌曲也可以是 a blast from the past.
That's right, hearing the old song reminded him of his granny.
那是他祖母最喜欢的一首歌。
Let's just look at how the phrase is made up.A blast,
就是一个冲击波。之所以用这个词呢，是因为唤醒回忆的往往是一件很让人意外的事情。
From the past,
从过去的，是已经发生的过去的事情，你的回忆。
A blast from the past.
而且这个短语啊，说起来押韵上口， I like it. 不过我们节目的时间现在也又到了。
Join us next time for more real English from BBC Learning English.
Goodbye.
Bye.